Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We're joined now by Steve Shuga. Steve is the Department of Florida commander of the American Legion, who is going to fill us in on what the Legion is doing to help out with Hurricane Irma recovery and relief efforts following that storm making landfall this weekend in the Sunshine State. Steve, good morning, and thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, good morning. How are you doing over there?
We're doing okay, although the rain seems to be here now. It seems to have moved up to us, of course, not in the same fashion that it was down in Florida. Before we get to that, Steve, just to give people a little bit of your background, as I mentioned, you are the Florida commander of the Department of Florida commander of the American Legion. Before that, of course, serving yourself, where did you serve and what did you do?
Well, I served in the United States Marine Corps for 20 years and retired happily as a gunnery sergeant. I served on all coasts, including the Asian Pacific realm, and ended up finishing up as an instructor out of on the East Coast out of Dam Neck, Virginia Beach.
Place that I'm very familiar with, having been stationed in Norfolk for a couple of years.
So I had a very good career, and boy, if I can go back and do it again, I would. But things are different, and we continue to move on. Shortly thereafter my service, I went ahead and joined several veteran service organizations after I became more aware of who they are and what they were doing. And the American Legion was brought to my attention some 16 years ago by a gentleman that I met through the Boy Scouts of America. And that basically started things on the roll. So I've been at it since then, and just recently took over as the department commander for the state of Florida on July 1.
So a recent takeover as the Department of Florida commander for the American Legion, and of course, in a year where a major hurricane makes landfall and a hurricane that has affected really the entire state. So my first question for you, Steve, is tell me about the effect that Irma has had on Florida from your position down there in, I understand, Orlando right now. I mean, what are you seeing and what are you hearing from the Legion membership around Florida on how the storm has affected them?
Well, as most of you are already fully aware of, this storm came in unprecedented, and we were bracing for the worst scenario. It did encapsulate the entire state, and based on where the eye moved, actually prevented some of the major destruction that we were expecting. But regardless, the entire state did get hit. And they're feeling it and have felt it in a variety of different ways. So everything from hurricane force winds to extreme rain and flooding. There was a lot of wind damage was the big factor. A lot of roofs, shingles shot. There's a lot of fences that were down, tree shrubs, trees that went, real old trees that haven't been, trimmed and pruned over the years, just couldn't handle it. The winds were so fierce, it was taking down light poles, telephone poles, snapping stuff in half. We've had tornadoes that occurred, and they were giving us forewarning, and our local community emergency broadcast system basically worked like a charm and was giving everybody the high, making them aware that there was potential coming. Our news channel folks throughout all the broadcasting of the news stations were right on the money. The weather system satellites and everything that were in place did what they were required to do, and it really helped a lot. And a lot of people heeded the warnings. I was here in the state, we were given about a 5.5 day warning that this was going to come, and a lot of folks did what they had to do, grabbed their provisions and then left the state of Florida. But for those of us that didn't or stayed because we felt the we were better protected where we were at. We got to experience this, the howling, the intense noise, the freight train noises that you would hear from a tornado coming, the water covering the streets and just filling up the sewer systems. It just couldn't handle the amount of water that was collected. But we survived it. We're doing our assessments. And as regarding for our American Legion posts here in the state of Florida, there's 300 some posts, just roughly 300 posts around the state. And we have started to receive a trickling of an assessment coming in. We're expecting a lot more today. There are some posts that can't be reached. They know that they've probably been flooded. We know that there are some posts that were probably damaged. We're waiting patiently to hear type of response from their district commanders and area commanders and our vice commanders to make sure that we have a better picture of what they're going to need, how we can possibly support them, and what is it that the American Legion can do for these posts immediately. There's also a variety of veterans in this state. We're talking several hundreds of thousands, and we know that the other veteran service organizations that are dotted throughout the Florida state itself are all in the we're in the mode of doing their very best to make contact with their folks. The American Legion here in the state of Florida is preparing to establish a distribution point here at the department headquarters. We have a couple of trucks coming in with a variety of different materials, provisions from bottled water to cleaning supplies, personal hygiene items. There's funds coming in from various states that we know of, all to be used specifically for this particular purpose. And then, of course, federal FEMA is setting up its stations and making sure that folks are fully aware of their ability, and there's also a disaster relief national that has jumped up that's trying to make people aware of things, but we know folks aren't focusing and thinking about that stuff. They're thinking about what they need now. What do they need to get themselves out of this particular mess, and then the rebuilding will start. As for the American Legion, we have several programs that are in place and have been very effective over the decades. And National Emergency Fund, for one. This is where American Legionnaires, but anybody can donate to this fund. Goes to the national level. It's basically used to provide necessary funds to support the post individuals based upon their immediate needs. It's not a hand up. It's not a hand out. It's a hand up. It's basically there to get them back on their feet and moving. We also have what's called temporary financial assistance. That's a national program, but all the states that have American Legion involvement in it basically can utilize that. And that's for folks that have families with children under the age of 18. And there are a specific set of guidelines that are basically provide it to make sure that everything falls in place, and then once that's reviewed, the information is passed to the national office up in Indianapolis, Indiana, and normally within a 12-24 hour period, we have a response back, and the funds are being provided to take care of their particular emergency situation that they're under. Then, of course, here in the state of Florida, besides using temporary financial assistance or TFA, we now have a program called Project Vet Relief. Project Vet Relief is to provide Legion and support to our servicemen and women as they transition into their civilian lives, but with the vision to one day live in a nation where no service member stands alone. So basically, what we're here to do is lessen the burden carried by our servicemen and women, and it provides relief in the time of crisis, works to secure benefits to get them back on track, and provides encouragement through their association with the other service members that are part of the American Legion. This program is fairly new. We've been at it now for like 4 years. We've took it on as a major program of the American Legion Department of Florida as of July. It happens to be the charity of choice for my term this year. It's been very successful. It's there to take care of all families, all members, individuals, all service members. Doesn't matter what branch of service they're in, whether they're Legion or not. They only have to do is make the application or alert us and let us know. We'll determine what they need based upon the inputs that they provide, and then we quickly turn those funds over to them so they can do what they need to do to get back on their feet.
We're speaking with Steve Shuga. Steve is the Florida Department Commander of the American Legion. Sorry, the Department of Florida Commander of the American Legion, retired Gunnery Sergeant in the United States Marine Corps, and has been going over some of the tools that the Legion has to help those who have been affected by the storm. Now, Steve, what are we seeing as far as what people's needs are at this point, or are we even there yet? I mean, we're only a few days past the storm making landfall, but what do we see that people need, and what do we expect people are going to need for assistance?
Well, immediately, stuff that this that we saw that basically didn't linger long. Water, there was a big city. It went off the shelf so quick. They had problems trying to keep everything resupplied. So water is definitely a factor too. Cleaning supplies, supplies are going to be necessary. We're also looking at personal hygiene items for both men, women, as well as children. And babies. Clothing is not a major factor at this point, even though we had some people that were trying to consider, hey, can we send you clothing? The clothing itself would probably be passed off to other agencies, other veteran service agencies here that could take those donations and utilize those donations. But immediately right now, bottled water, canned food, we're talking about non-perishable food items, just because of the amount of folks, the things that are going on, that will take care of their immediate needs. When it time comes to rebuild, the necessary supplies and things of that nature will come in hand over time. But right now, we're looking at the basic necessities to get people to keep people nourished. Hydrated, because the temps here are going to start to climb. When the hurricane came through, it was dropped us down into the 70s, and now we're starting to shoot back up into the 90s. And there's a lot of people that don't have the AC on because of the power grids being extremely affected. So hydration is extremely important. So that's what we're focusing on. But those are the kind of things that we're looking at. Batteries. Batteries, another one. C, D, seems to be the big commodities for the flashlights and the various type of radios that they may have to keep themselves aware of what's happening. Fuel, there's not much you can do with fuel. Little propane tanks and things like that, those are hard to basically ship from any particular point. And then just plain out donations. Donations itself, the monetary can be utilized here, can be passed along, or we can go out and purchase the items that can't be shipped because of their hazard. And we can go ahead and get that and make sure that it is provided to those that are in need in our particular communities. So the Posts are doing all they possibly can. They are resilient. They are extremely good at overcoming, adapting, or improvising, overcoming and adapting everything that they do. And this is a common thread that all the military branches have been accustomed to doing.
We're speaking with Steve Shuga. Steve is the Florida Commander, the Department of Florida Commander of the American Legion, calling in from Orlando about what the Legion is doing and his experiences during Hurricane Irma, which of course just recently made landfall in Florida and had, you know, a significant impact on the state. Perhaps not as severe as some were predicting, but still quite a lot of widespread damage, Steve. And we saw wide-scale evacuations from Florida as well, with millions of people thought to have departed. Have we seen them start coming back now? And does the influx of people who left, do you see that as possibly being helpful or perhaps causing more problems? I mean, how do you look at that?
Very good point. I, with the amount of folks that have departed, all points north, west, and with them trying to return, there are some locations, some areas where they can't go through. They've been prevented from going back because of the widespread damage, inaccessible roads, and it's got a lot of people worried. But that stress has already been, that's a standard stress factor that we basically have here when we undergo or participate in something like this. It's going to take a while. They're already forecasting that it may be weeks before all the powers return. The grids down here have really taken some major hits. You know, you would think in the state of Florida we have a lot of our power cables and stuff underground, but we don't. A lot of them are above ground, just like we have up north in the northern areas and things of that nature. The impact is great. The people here are seeking the support from others. Kind of flipping this, when Harvey hit the Texas area, there was a lot of American Legion posts here that cried out, wanted to do something, and some took it upon themselves to fill trailers full of the basic necessities, and they shipped them off, and then went right to American Legion posts in Texas. And that stuff was, when it was received, these folks were joyful and thankful, and they said, it's not a problem. When something hits you guys, we're going to reverse that trend and send it out your way. So we're expecting those types of that type of support to be coming in the coming weeks. But right now it's extremely early to determine everything that we're going to need, since it's been a widespread, this entire storm was widespread. It took out the entire state.
Right. And this was a storm, Steve, that, you know, there were predictions that it might be the worst hurricane ever to make landfall. Those predictions didn't quite come true. Still, a significant effect. Now, it's been a while since a hurricane had made landfall in Florida to this level of effect. I think we'd have to think back to, 2004, when three or four of them came across the state. How does this compare to previous weather events that you've seen down in Florida?
That's interesting you bring that up. Last night I was talking about it when I was driving up through some of the roads where the tree debris was just massive. It was everywhere. Major trees were down. I do recall the crisscrossing of this, two or three or four, Charlie and several others that came through the state here, especially in the Orlando area. The massive amount of destruction that was done back then. It kind of puts it in similar mode. The only catch, though, is for the amount of hurricanes that crisscrossed the state of Florida, this one hurricane, Irma, did that much damage. It took three or four storms to do over, a period of time. Irma basically took her time coming through the state. I think it took up to 24 hours. Where the other storms in the past and were only on deck for maybe 3-4 hours, 5 hours, and it was gone.
Right.
So constant beating up, the constant wave action on the coast, the bays, the constant push of the wind really had a play havoc on this particular state. As I just heard last night off the Weather Channel, they have retired the storm named Harvey Irma because of the amount of damage that it did and the amount of, in a short span of time that it was with us. So, it could have been a lot worse, and we are so thankful. There are a lot of people out there praying.
Right.
It could have been, we wouldn't even be talking to you right now if it would have been the way it was expected to be. But we're going to, like I said, Florida is resilient. We're going to overcome this. We're going to do, it's going to be stronger, it's going to make us better. We're going to put this behind us. We're going to chalk it up with another experience that a lot of us probably never want to talk about. There's probably folks that will only get to experience this once in their lifetime, and that'll be it. Florida is, we're going to do well. It's going to take a little time to get us back on our feet and focused. We can't thank enough all the social media sites and everything else that are doing their best to broadcast, give a positive, give the doom and gloom, but also provide a positive outcome, and to talk to folks like myself and others to get the feedback and let us know, let you guys know out there that we do care about everybody. Well, if something were to happen tomorrow elsewhere, you could, I almost bet the Floridians will start doing what they can to support other locations as well. It's just a matter of how we are. Right now, we need the help.
We're speaking with Steve Shuga. Steve is the Department of Florida Commander of the American Legion, calling in from Orlando, retired gunnery sergeant in the Marine Corps. Now, Steve, as we finish up, if people are interested in finding out how they can help Florida residents affected by Irma through the American Legion, where can they go to do that?
They can send their donations to the National Emergency Fund, to the National American Legion up in any, to provide direct monetary donations to the American Legion Department of Florida, they can mark it for the National Emergency Fund, Temporary Financial Assistance, or Project Vet Relief. Those monies will be applied directly to those accounts as quick as it's received. For items such as real-time support, basic staples, provisions that we were talking about earlier. If you have a desire to send truckloads here of items, please contact us. You can send an email to commander@floridalegion.org, and that's Florida spelled out, commander@floridalegion.org. Once we receive the email from you, you can identify what you have, what you're considering on sending. We'll do that quick correspondence with you morning, noon, or night. And then try our very best to arrange to receive what it is that you're going to send. Again, clothing right now is not a factor. We're not really focused in on that. It's more so the immediate items such as water, batteries. We're looking at non-perishable foods, canned items, that kind of stuff, and then personal hygiene items for all family. So. I think that will hold us over extremely well. The other thing doesn't hurt too is first aid items, first aid kit type items. Yes, we have a great network out there and stuff like that, but out there in the various so forth, it's always good to have stuff available to supplement, provide them as they're cleaning stuff. You know, we're talking the work gloves, we're talking anything you can think of. Within reason, that people would automatically instant protect, that kind of stuff. Because now they're dealing with trees, we're dealing with all this kind of stuff that's coming, that's amongst us, and the heat that's going to kick in, going to affect a lot of folks in a variety of different ways that weren't expecting. So those are the things that we can suggest you to do. And even once this storm passes, for those that have a desire to make a difference. What we as a veteran service organization, the largest veteran service organization that exists within the United States, your donations are extremely important to the programs that we have. And if you can't send it or you can't remember where to send it, then stroke your check or provide your cash donation or whatever the case may be directly to your local American Legion post. And tell them what you want it to go towards, and they'll make sure that it's applied directly to it. And we thank everybody for their support, their prayers, and we look forward to talking to you all again in the very near future to give you a report on how we fared after all this after we completed all the rebuilding and clean.
Absolutely. Well, Steve, we want to thank you so much for your time today. Steve Shuga.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.